Back in April, when the New York State United Teachers thought Common Core testing was a risky experiment, the union launched an unsuccessful attempt to stop the exams from being given. NYSET President Dick Iannuzzi said then that challenges were in store for both teachers and students, and that schools weren't prepared to teach the new standards.
Teachers simply have not been given the material by the state ed department or by school districts to put them in a place to fully instruct their students on what they're going to be assessed.
Iannuzzi's fears have come home to roost. The percentage of New York City students scoring proficient dropped by more than half from last year when students took a different set of tests. One example, official data for language arts released by the state of New York showed 31% of public school students scored proficient, down from about 55% in 2012 and 77% in 2009 when the state tests were easier. Is the state setting kids up to fail? Democratic New York State Assembly member Patricia Fahey of the Capital District.
Why do tests need to last 3 days? The state tests are 3 days for each one, each 90 minutes each, and a race through the tests. It's also a race of how fast you can read on some of them.
Under the new Common Core, academic proficiency scores in Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo were down to single digits. Billy Easton, executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education, points out that test scores dropped much more dramatically in schools with high rates of poverty, where school funding is significantly lower.
The bottom line here is that Albany needs to stop spinning the tired old mantra that money doesn't matter in education. When you look at these test scores and the drop in them, it's very clear. There's a close correlation between how far scores dropped and how well-funded schools are. The most underfunded schools had by far the largest drop in test scores.
The American Federation of Teachers says the New York results should serve as a national wake-up call about the dangers of a test-focused education system. New York State Senator Cecilia Katchik, a Democrat from the 46th District, weighs in.
Having served as president of my local school board, I know how difficult it can be to bring about major changes such as implementing the new Common Core standards. We have placed many new demands and challenges on our students, teachers, and administrators over the past 12 months, but we have not provided them adequate tools, time, and resources to implement these changes in the classroom. These test scores are not a reflection of our students' or teachers' abilities, but rather an indication that the deeply flawed process to roll out the Common Core is reflected in these scores.
Katchik added that teachers, parents, students, and administrators need to work together to bring up New York's Common Core passing grade. Speaking at a press conference, New York State Commissioner of Education John King said the score should not be seen as a reflection on district schools and teachers, but as a new baseline to measure students' college and career readiness going forward. Assemblywoman Fahey says there is much more at stake.
Single biggest concern in all of this is the impact on the self-esteem of the students. And I read some of the letters that the commissioner put out to superintendents, to school districts, and I think there was one, put out. Everything in there mentioned school district schools, principals, and teachers. Nothing about what this means for the student and the self-esteem of the student, nor what a school is now supposed to do. There's no additional money. There was prediction after prediction that the scores would drop, but no additional monies were addressed were requested to address these failures.
There's a link to the Common Core Grade 3 test. Take it yourself at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.